Recently, we presented a news story featuring an interview with Laura Young, the director of the Pocahontas County Family Resource Network, or FRN. In that interview, Young talked about the FRN's efforts to obtain a small portion of the $1.6 million Federal American Rescue Plan money provided to the county by the state. That money is designated to be used to cover community needs related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Young explained that in March of 2020, a fee-for-service agreement the FRN had with the DHHR's Department of Rehabilitation was shut down for almost a year by the state because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That shutdown cost the FRN about $200,000 in lost revenue that the FRN depended on to help pay for the services they provide the community. Young said this loss of revenue happened at the worst possible time when jobs in the community were lost because of the COVID lockdowns, causing an increase in the number of people in the community who depended on much more support from the FRN to meet their food and utility bill needs. We did the following short interviews with some members of the community, asking them what they believe the FRN means to the community.
My name is Jeremy Hall. I'm from Hillsboro. I'm the day report officer and case manager. I feel that the Family Resource Network does a valuable service that isn't often mentioned. Being from the Day Report Center, we deal with people that are going through the criminal justice system, and the Family Resource Network helps with their family. They help provide services like gifts for Christmas, food pantries, and things of that nature, because the family should not be punished for the things that the parents
do. I'm Jillian Emery. I'm from originally Wilmington, Delaware, but I'm here in Marlinton. To me, the Family Resource Network, it's far more than just a baby pantry or even a place to go and be safe. It's a place where I can ask questions without feeling judged and somewhere that I know even if my need isn't met here, I can get sent to a direction where I can get help. So there's always an extended hand, a friendly face, and help that is offered. That means more, especially to me, not being from here. It's support that can feel lacking when you don't know many people around here.
Rita Griffith, Pocahontas County Day Report Director. The Pocahontas County Family Resource Network, not only does it help families in the community, but it also helps with helping us provide resources to the community that we serve with our day report supervision, with bond supervision. We try to meet not just the needs of the legal community, but also how to keep people from going back to drugs or going back to the lifestyle they had before. And one of those things is to try to meet those basic needs. And I've been amazed at how many people just don't have enough food and don't know where to get that or don't know how to sign up for things. So we use the Family Resource Network to connect them with other resources to meet those basic needs when we can't find them. We appreciate our partnership with them, and they've always been there to help us do awareness activities. They've been very helpful in helping us connect them with the resources that are needed to be successful in their recovery efforts to stay out of jail.
Tina Bennett from Marlington. The FRN has helped me tremendously the last 2 years. I adopted my grandchildren and was unemployed. They have gone above and beyond to help me. I help volunteer whenever I can, monthly with the food pantry. They serve sometimes 300 people in a day's time. They help people with their bills. They help people with food. They have just been a blessing to me and the community.
My name is Vanessa Mathis, and 2 years ago I was introduced to some of the services that Family Resource Network provides to our community. My personal experience is more the community baby showers and the support that they provide to new and expecting mothers. I think that it is invaluable what they offer to that population of people. Having children is very expensive, and a lot of times you don't really know what you need, what you don't need. You don't really have a support system. So I feel like this entity provides really good resources for new and expecting mothers. And I think that that is super important to our community as a whole.
We hope you learned a little more just how much of an asset to our community the FRN is. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.